Okay, good morning all. We're up to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Beitza. So the first Mishnah in the second Perek begins discussing the famous halachos of Eruv Tavshilin. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Yom Tov Shechal Yosp Erev Shabbos Lo Yivashal Batzchila Mi Yom Tov LeShabbos. So when Yontif falls on a Friday, a person can't begin cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, right? As a general rule, you can't cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Aval Mavashal Hu LeYom Tov Vim Hosir Hosir LeShabbos. However, he can cook on Yontif, and if he left or any food on Yontif, so he can use what's left over for Shabbos. That would be allowed because he cooked originally for Yontif, so of course you could use leftovers. We don't want to waste it. But let's say, can he ever cook on Yontif for Shabbos itself? Says the Mishnah. However, if a person prepares some sort of a cooked dish before Yontif for Shabbos, so he could use this and rely on it to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. In other words, let's say Yontif. So the way this works is Yontif would have to be Wednesday night. So let's say a person starts cooking on Wednesday for Shabbos. If he starts cooking on Wednesday for Shabbos, then he can then go ahead and cook on Friday for Shabbos when it's actually Yontif as well. So again, a person could prepare a cooked dish before Yontif for Shabbos, and he could use that to rely on it to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Okay. Beis Shammai Amrim Shnei Tavshilim. Beis Shammai say you need two cooked dishes to sort of show that you were really cooking. Beis Hillel Amrim Tavshil Echad. Beis Hillel say no, all you need is one cooked dish. Beis Shammai Bedag Uveitza She'alav V'Shehin Shnei Tavshilim. And all agree, even Beis Shammai would agree that if you have some sort of a dish, it's like a fish broiled with an egg on top. It's like, imagine a fish and you take some egg and you smear it all over on the top. So this is considered two cooked dishes with respect to Erev Tavshila. Anyway, so this is the halacha of Erev Tavshila. Says the Mishnah a little further. Achalo Osha Avar. Let's say the food that you started preparing to show that you were cooking for Shabbos, so the food you started to prepare on Wednesday, Achalo Osha Avar, if it was eaten or it was lost before a person started cooking on Yontif for Shabbos, Lo Yivash Olav Batchila, a person cannot rely on that cooked dish to begin cooking on Yontif for Shabbos. But if some of it had remained, even just a little bit, he can rely on what remains so that he can cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Okay, so that's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis deals with the halachos as they apply to being matayer oneself before Shabbat, before Yontif. So in general, we have an obligation to be matayer ourselves and our kelim before Yontif because of the fact that we are going to partake of various karbanos, most likely over Yontif, and therefore we have to become tahor. So says the Mishnah, what happens if Yontif falls on Sunday? So therefore, you can't really go on Shabbos either, it would seem. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Chalios achar ha-Shabbos. Let's say Yontif falls on the day after Shabbos, a.k.a. Sunday. Beishamai omer, beishamai say, matbilin es hakol milfnei haShabbos. You have to immerse everything. You have to immerse yourself, the people, and you have to immerse the kelim all before Shabbos. You have to do it on Friday. The reason why you can't do it on Shabbos is because it's some sort of a idea of like a makah v'patish. It's like putting the finishing utensils, or like bonem maybe, putting the finishing touches on creating a utensil because you're being matayer everything. So therefore, everything has to be made tahor before Shabbos. Everything has to be done, let's say, on Friday itself and not on Shabbos. When for Yontif, that's on Sunday. Ubeis Hillel Omer Ubeis Hillel say kelim milifnei haShabbos. You have to do the kelim before Shabbos because again, that would be the same issue that Beis Shammai had. V'adam et b'Shabbos. So the person can immerse himself on Shabbos itself because when he does this, it's not like the makah b'patash. A person can do this, it's different than kelim. So again, Beis Shammai says that you have to do the kelim and the people, you have to be total everything before Shabbos, aka Friday probably, and Beis Hillel says that you have to do the kelim before Shabbos, but the person himself can be tovel on Shabbos. Again, all this is for Yontif on that lands on a Sunday. Okay, so that brings us to the